Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1015, Five Essentials for Creating a To-Do List by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com, and I'm Justin Malek. Happy Friday, we made it. Welcome back to Optimal Living Daily, where I narrate blogs for you so that you can take a break from staring at a screen. And now let's get right to Chalene Johnson's post as we optimize your life. Five Essentials for Creating a To-Do List by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Keeping a to-do list keeps me focused. I'd be a mess without my to-do list. Following are my strategies for creating and maintaining a meaningful to-do list. This singular practice has changed my life, increased my productivity, and taken away that middle-of-the-night anxiety. Did I forget grandma's birthday? We're not talking about a regular to-do list. This is a specific list that will help you focus your energy and manage your time so that you can build the life you want. The to-do list will help you reach your goals, to feel relaxed, be less stressed, less anxious, less depressed, less frazzled, and less overwhelmed. You will have peace of mind knowing that you are headed in the right direction and that you haven't forgotten anything you were supposed to do. All you need is a list. That's your focus. Here are the five essential steps to building and maintaining the ultimate to-do list. If you follow these steps for 2 weeks, your life will change, I promise. But you have to do them all, and you have to commit to making it a habit. Ready? Number one, make your to-do list at the same time every day. I make mine at 7 a.m. every morning after my workout and before I enter the house and tackle the morning rush of getting everyone out the door for school and work. The time you make the list has to be non-negotiable. If I waited until I walked into the house, I'd be distracted by phone calls or other people's needs. A news story might catch my attention, or I might get involved in a conversation. No, the list making must occur at the same time every day and become as much a part of your routine as brushing your teeth. I admire those who make their list before bed. They can sleep with peace of mind. Number two, make your to-do list in the same place every day. I know most of us have made to-do lists before. We put them on post-it notes or in our calendars. They're on scraps of paper, the backs of envelopes. This doesn't work. How much value do you attribute to the crumpled grocery list in your pocket? Not much, right? The to-do list needs to be easy to find and accessible. Number three, keep your list with you at all times. I'm going to suggest that you use your smartphone and task software to manage your to-do list. When are you ever without your phone? Don't be afraid of the technology. It will take you an hour tops to learn, and it will change the way you manage your life in a meaningful way. I check my list constantly, and even more exciting, I add to it. If you ask me to send the number of my babysitter, I can add that to my list. I won't forget. It keeps me accountable and takes it off my mind so I can focus. It doesn't matter which smartphone you use, just learn to use the task software. The tasks that you haven't completed will scroll over to the next day. There's no way you're going to forget. absolutely everything I need to do goes on my list. There's nothing too big or too small. If I need to call my sister, it goes on my list. Return a dress, on the list. Call the vet, on the list. Put the people you need to connect with on the list. If there's someone you wanted to get to know better or a call you had been meaning to make, put that on your list. Use the list to make yourself the kind of person you want to be. It's a prescription for success. If you want to do something and write it down, you will do it and check it off your list. And before you know it, you'll be making progress like you never imagined. Number four, you need to put 3 small steps that will move you forward on your list every day. This is a critical piece of the to-do list. Now you have scheduled your dental appointments, sent the birthday cards, returned the phone calls. Your life is rumbling along smoothly. Let's be sure it's moving forward in the direction you want it to go. The 3 steps that move you forward aim you to achieve your big dreams. Think about what you want to achieve in life. Don't put them on a vision board and hope that they materialize. Make continual progress towards the realization of your dreams. You need a strategy, and it doesn't have to be huge. Know where you are headed and take small but meaningful steps to get there. Connect with a mentor. Take the next step in achieving a goal. Make a call you are afraid to make. Sign up for that course, build that website, get started on your social media campaign, and then break these goals into small, doable steps that you can achieve today. Walk for 30 minutes is a great way to get started on a big goal of getting back in shape. There's no reason to wait. Do it now. Put it on your list, and you're going to check it off. Take some time to reflect on what your life goals are, and then make a start on them by taking 3 small steps a day. Imagine how that is going to change your life. This isn't about hope. Action will get results, and motion begets motion. Number 5, review and revisit the list. You have heard about positive thinking and how our thoughts create our reality. This is a way to cultivate positive and meaningful thoughts. Note your progress. At the end of the week, you have made 21 small steps towards your bigger life goals. Your life is in order. The kids' permission slips were signed and returned to the teachers on time. You called back the clients who had questions. You are not out of milk. It's easy to see how good things are when you have a written record. You don't need to rely on natural optimism that is black and white. You are making progress towards huge life-changing goals as well as meeting the requirements of everyday life. Take a minute to reflect on your progress and to see yourself as actively changing your life every day. Talk about power. You have amazing resources of power because you are taking action. I know I don't need to tell you this, but you can start right now. Get out your phone and begin. Keep it up until it's long enough to be a habit, and you won't believe the results. You just listened to the post titled 5 Essentials for Creating a To-Do List by Chalene Johnson of chalenejohnson.com. That should do it for today. Have a very happy Friday and start to your weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll see you over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.